Unit 4, page 41, Listening, Exercises 10 and 11.
Hey, Dad. What's up?
I've just come from your grandfather's house. He told me he fell for a scam in an email.
Oh, no. Really? What happened?
Oh, somebody sent him an email pretending to be from his bank. He sent them all of his personal data. But it was a phishing email, and they used it to take money from his account.
How much did they take?
$5,000. Almost all the money he had. I'm so angry.
It's not his fault, but he's not very careful, is he?
No, but I hope you are. All that time you spend on the internet and social media, I hope you haven't fallen for any scams.
Hey, I read my emails a bit more carefully than Grandpa.
I know, but I also know that a lot of scams are aimed at teenagers because they're...
What? Stupid?
No, I don't mean that. They're just, well, a bit less experienced. I bet a lot of them don't know about identity theft.
People trying to get your information so they can pretend to be you. I know. And you're right. Some of the kids at my school don't know about it.
It's a big problem these days, and it's getting bigger.
You have to be so careful about information you give out, don't you?
That's right. Those emails are pop-ups offering you something fantastic. You should never believe them. If it looks too good to be true...
Then it probably is too good to be true. Yeah, I got an email the other day saying they would give me a new tablet for when I go to university.
See? Someone knows you're planning to go to college. It's in your digital footprint. You didn't do anything, did you?
No, Dad, of course not. I knew it was phishing. You know, they ask for your name, bank account number, and PIN, just to check.
And these people, sometimes they ask you for money right away. Just pay us $5 and we'll send you $1 million.
Yeah, my friend's older brother got one of those. Can you believe he sent the money? He never saw it again, of course.
See? Teenagers, adults, grandpas, anyone can fall for scams. You just can't be too careful.
It's sad, huh?
Yes, it is. Come on, let's get something to eat.